It's 4-Pack Time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? Oh, I'm all right. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give
Paul
me
Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director. Daniel Pinto Gunderson, producer of the Mike McFeely Show. Mike McFeely. We were all there this morning.
We were. Some of us were on time.
Yes, two of us named Paul and Mike were on time. The third person named Daniel was not.
But roads were treacherous.
Oh, they were terrible. What a traffic jam on I-94. Or you could set your alarm 5 minutes earlier.
I left at 7:45, which was a half an hour before the media. I would have made it in plenty of time had the roads been fine. Just saying.
Where are you coming from? Argusville? Arthur?
No, I'm coming from Moorhead.
Oh, okay.
Going through the people burning pitchforks and signs in Rothsay over the taxes? Or what?
We got her handled, I think.
Golf addiction.
Did we get her handled?
We got her handled.
Very impressive.
The ads are running right now on our program.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Two sponsors on the 4-Pack.
Yes, two sponsors on the 4-Pack.
Like in what, 4 or 5 years?
Yes, we have.
That crack team we've got upstairs.
We have Extreme Pizza Kitchen. Thank you to Extreme Pizza Kitchen. By the way, we're Pinto and I are going for lunch tomorrow at the brunch, the buffet. You can join us if you'd like.
Bramer coming? Dick Bramer?
No, you are. And then secondly, Golf Addiction, a brand new virtual golf center in South Fargo, right off of 45th Street, right near Austad's down there. It's really cool.
It is. Five simulators, and you were in... You were in heaven this morning.
I was in seventh heaven.
Chris Sayre, the operator.
Pig and slop.
Yeah, and he mentioned something about the men's room.
What?
He did.
Oh, yes, he did, didn't he?
So I went in there, unbeknownst to you two, and you could eat off the floor.
Did you?
I didn't. But it was
because they have a heck of a menu there,
too. It was clean. Oh, my goodness, was it clean.
Good.
And they have a changing table, too.
So you bring your baby to golf.
It's a very nice place.
Some golf balls, need some
very nice place.
Apps and have a cold beer. But thank you to Golf Addiction for becoming the second sponsor of the 4 o'clock 4-Pack. Although today's 4-Pack is sponsored by Extreme Pizza Kitchen in Fargo. I have a certificate good for a 4-Pack, 4-item large pizza, $17.99 value. How many golf holes? 18, Pinto. 18th person to text Pizza and Mike, or Mike and Pizza, to 35270 wins the Extreme Pizza Kitchen pizza. What do you have in your hot little hands there? Are we doing that now?
I don't know. It's another envelope. We could wait. We could wait.
Let's wait on that one.
Sure,
let's do the four pack.
Sure.
Number four on our list today, Jurgi, Justin Bieber, or as we call him in our house, the Biebs. We do. Seriously. The Biebs. He apparently is under investigation for egging his neighbor's house. Is that accurate? That Justin Bieber, worldwide international superstar singer, entertainer, performer, is alleged to have egged his neighbor's house in California.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office did serve a warrant today. They say they were looking for surveillance footage when they searched his home for evidence of an egg-tossing vandalism case. They weren't necessarily looking for eggs, but they were looking for other evidence that might serve as the basis for a felony vandalism case. Now, according to the reports, they must have thrown, or Mr. Bieber threw a lot of eggs toward the neighbor's place, because felony level crime in California is $1,000 or more, and they're talking about $20,000 in damages.
$20,000 in damages?
I suppose that could be to the siding. That could be to vehicles. Maybe cleanup.
Now, this is not Oakport Township, let's be clear. Justin Bieber's house, I Googled it, is worth $6.5 million in a very Tony exclusive Los Angeles, Southern California neighborhood.
I believe Michael Jackson's children live nearby. And unlike Oakport, where you just have one gate to get in, there are two security gates to get into this neighborhood.
Keyshawn Johnson, famed former NFL wide receiver.
Key J.
Went to Justin Bieber's house recently to try to tell the kid, hey, settle down, man. You're going down the wrong path. Justin Bieber told him to bleep, 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 Get off my property.
Now, a member of his entourage.
Keys or Justin's?
Justin Bieber was arrested on suspicion of cocaine possession. They say that the drug was in plain sight inside the home. Justin Bieber was not arrested. He remains under investigation in the egg caper. He was cooperative.
The egg caper.
He was cooperative during this morning's search. So this we talked about Justin Bieber some months ago. And
yes.
And maybe Keyshawn was correct. But just slow down a little bit here. This is he's 19 years old and fame, fortune. And you know what that sometimes leads
Apparently leads to throwing eggs and snorting cocaine off a table in your own home with one of your entourage.
Now, he hasn't been tied to that cocaine.
I'm sure that he's never touched it. I'm sure that his entourage is snorting coke like it's going out of style. I'm sure Justin's, hey, guys, no.
Did you have
anybody want a Sprite?
Entourage when you were 19? Did you have an entourage?
19?
Alexandria?
I don't know when I was 13. What are you talking about? Number three.
Touch or tackle.
Jergy, Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
What a crazy place Florida is. What a scary place Florida is. Gentleman in Florida was apparently shot to death in a movie theater for texting too loudly prior to a 1 p.m. showing of the movie Lone Survivor. What in the heck is this world coming to, and why would I ever go to Florida again?
Charged in the case is a retired Tampa police officer. He is accused of, as you said, shooting this fella in the movie theater yesterday. A neighbor says that Curtis Reeves is friendly, stand up, and he must have just snapped. Must have just snapped, and
happened like that. I'm sure nothing else is going on with the guy's life. I'm sure there's no signs at all that he's a whack job.
He's been being held without bond. And an odd little irony here is that yesterday, I believe it was the news. The CBS World and National News on KFGO, Jim Monk of our news staff, heard a little news clip of somebody named Doug Tobin. And this had just happened shortly before the newscast, and he heard this voice, and he said, that's Doug Tobin. I said, who is Doug Tobin? He said, I used to work in radio with him in Aberdeen 20-some years ago.
Really?
Where's he now? Because we didn't know what the story was.
He's apparently in suburban Tampa.
It was kind of in the background, and we went back and listened. I happened to be recording the national news for some reason, and I went back and listened to it, and that was the voice. And I said, well, he's with that sheriff's department down there. And he is a public information officer from Aberdeen to near Tampa, Florida. He's a PIO. One of two. So it was kind of a busy day for Doug Tobin yesterday, and so Jim Monk did email him and say, heard you on the network, and sounds like you got something going there. And he said, well, I'll email you later when this is over. So one of those, boy, it's a small world.
It's a small world. The old Doug Tobin, that guy. What was the radio station in Aberdeen? What's the main, do you know what it is in Aberdeen?
KKAA, I believe, is where Jim was. And now they're all owned by the same people, I think. So.
Okay.
Somebody did some work on the personnel file of Curtis Reeves. At one time, he led other departments in gun safety training. He was a training officer.
Yikes. I don't like that story at all. Number two.
Yes.
Jury on our list. The Pope. Pope Francis. He's a humble guy. He wants to lead a poor church. He's the guy that still drives around the Ford Focus rather than the big fancy Pope mobile. The Pope is going to auction off, or at least somebody will auction off, the Pope's Harley-Davidson motorcycle that was donated to him, and a leather jacket that went with it. The Bonhams Auction House noted Francis's preference for modest modes of transport in a statement Monday. It says it will be auctioning off on February 6th a Harley-Davidson 110th anniversary leather motorcycle jacket, as well as the Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
I bet Heidkamp will make a bid, don't you think?
Yeah, he's a big fan of Pope Francis.
Harley Davidson.
Well, in that too.
Terry Spies.
I
think he
Pope
is.
Francis.
I think he is. I think he is. I think he likes this Pope. From what the discussions I've had with him, he's had some difficulty with the previous leaders of the Catholic Church,
and yes,
we know that.
Many of us have.
So Yeah, Terry Spies, Joel Heitkamp will make a bid for the jacket, and I bet it'll go for, as they say, a pretty penny.
It will go for a pretty penny. It's going to help raise funds for a soup kitchen and a hostel for the homeless in Rome. So a very good cause as well.
Does the Pope have a hog? He does?
Does the Pope do what?
Does he have a Harley? Harley Davidson.
Oh, I was thinking something else.
They call him a hog.
A hog?
Yeah, like HOG is an acronym for around here, Harley Owners Group.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he could join the Richland County Hogs.
He just has a jacket?
No, he has a Harley Davidson.
He has a bike.
It was donated, yes.
Are we auctioning the jacket or the bike?
Both.
Oh, both?
Both, yes, yes, yes.
Well, that will bring a pretty penny.
Yeah, well, really pretty penny. A Harley Davidson motorcycle donated to Pope Francis last year and signed by him on its gas tank.
How many miles, I wonder?
I'm guessing zero. Unless one of the cardinals has been zipping around Rome. Those guys can be kind of wacky there in the Vatican City. What if you saw a cardinal zipping down the streets of Rome with a big hat on?
The wrong side of the
riding
road.
Riding a Harley Davidson on the left side of the road. Look out! It's a cardinal on a Harley. Number one.
Yes.
Jurgi, any breaking news out of Eden Prairie? Because Mike Zimmer, one of the coaching candidates to take over the Minnesota Vikings, came back for his second interview today with Ziggy Wilf and the boys, and it is expected that he will be named the new Vikings head coach relatively soon.
I haven't seen anything new since earlier in the day that they were having lunch catered in somewhere in the Twin Cities. And as you said, Ziggy Wilf was flying in for it. Mike Zimmer, you were promoting him last week.
No,
just because
I know Pinto was.
You want to call him Zimmy, and that's really the only...
Z-Dog.
He's a good coach, they say.
I guess.
Not a real... Nice is not the word that you would describe him, I guess. He's not a... Not all players get along with it. He's a tough coach.
The opposite of Leslie Frazier.
Right.
The Vikings seem to do the opposite when it comes to hiring a coach. They had a soft-spoken players coach last time. Now they have a hard-driving...
Not yet.
...emotional coach. They will. Jim Suhan, Star Tribune, on at 4:35. He'll give us the update.
Sounds like that. Oh, good. He'll be right on it. He's probably had lunch with him.
Now, there used to be a bit on a very popular nighttime television show called... The Johnny Carson Show.
It was The Tonight Show.
The Night Show with Johnny Carson.
Yeah, starring Johnny Carson.
He used to play a character named Karnak, the Magnificent.
Yes, he did. Back in the 70s, 80s, 60s.
Great show.
It was a...
Love my show.
That was a show...
Love that show.
That was
love,
a show that
show
no matter what I was
Freudian
doing,
slip.
I would try to make it home at 10:30. And then I might go back out at 11:30 or
you
midnight.
You wouldn't come home
I think
from...
Originally it was a 90-minute show, Woody's. And then I think they cut it back to an hour
yeah, you didn't
in latter
work so
years.
Hard, yeah.
So I... You know, maybe at 11:30, I'd go back out into the tent.
So I'm going to play McFeely Knack right now. I'm going to hold up an envelope held in a
hermetically sealed
jar in the Funkin' Wagnalls port in...
No, I think it was Union Storage downtown.
I think it was. I'm holding up the envelope.
Okay.
I've got my funny Karnak hat on.
Now the answer will be...
The answer is...
Should I ask you... The answer's in there,
no,
right?
No, I know the bit. I thought you said you ran home from the tent to watch the show every night.
I did.
I hold up the envelope.
Doesn't Ed have anything to do with it?
No, Ed just went boo-hoo-hoo-hoo and had another gin and tonic.
Okay.
I'm holding the envelope up to my head.
You are.
I have the funny hat on.
I see.
The answer is Yvonne Pretner Solon.
Yvonne Pretner Solon. S-O-L-O-N.
Yes. Thank you for spelling that. May a crazed yak take your sister out for a date.
And the answer? McFeely Knack?
Name Minnesota's lieutenant governor? That's it? You set me up for that. Name Minnesota's lieutenant governor.
Yvonne Pretner Solon. She announced that she's not... She's not going to be on the ticket.
God, did that bomb. I was expecting something incredibly funny and humorous. Also, funny.
Did you know, being a Minnesota resident...
You set me up for that.
...who the lieutenant governor was, or is?
I did the whole crazed yak bit for that.
Did you know who the lieutenant governor is? Do you?
Actually, yes, I have. Yes, I did. I have not met her, but...
Very low profile.
Very low profile.
Nice lady, I'm sure.
So low profile,
very low
nobody's
profile.
Ever heard of her.
Up on the range in Duluth, I think her husband... who's died now, Sam Solon, was a very powerful lawmaker in the day. but she's not running. And she did say at the news conference today that one of the reasons, in effect, was that Governor Dayton didn't give her anything to do.
Oh, really? She was irrelevant.
She just kind of took on some projects. So, since you're a Minnesota resident and you're pretty close to Mark Dayton.
Oh, you know, I'm tight. I'm tight with the governor. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for that bombing bit to end the four-pack. Where things were going really well until that whole deal. Wow. Let's move along and forget that ever happened. And please erase that from the air check, Pinto, if you possibly could. Don't you know what the whole crazed yak thing is with Johnny Carson?
Well, yeah, of course.
He'd always make some wisecrack to Ed McMahon. He did it much more funny than I just did it.
Yeah, I don't know if it was so much Jergy that made that bit bomb as it was you trying to figure it out where to go with it.
237-5948-800.